1776.
Tonight, this is Kate Delaney. You always know how you can get a hold of me, americatonight.net. So thrilled that we were invited to participate down here in Mississippi. We're on Radio Row. We're in the Convention Center, and we're in Gulfport, Biloxi, that area. But there's another hidden gem, I think, I'm going to find out about, a town of 17,000 people. It's called Ocean Springs. So pleased to welcome right off the bat Margaret Miller. She's the director of the Chamber of Commerce in Ocean Springs, and she's like the queen. She's got five other titles, I'm telling you. I'm going to let her. What are your other titles? What else are you doing, Margaret?
For almost 25 years now, I've gone from being a visitor to Mississippi to being a resident. We've actually lived here now for 30 years, and I mentioned I was originally from Michigan and Indiana, but I'm the director there in Ocean Springs of our local Chamber of Commerce. Our Main Street program, we have a very active Main Street program in Ocean Springs, and also the Tourism Bureau, and we are sitting right on the Gulf of Mexico, and so it's a wonderful, wonderful spot to enjoy year-round.
Okay, so how somebody wants to come down to Ocean Springs, fly into Gulfport, Biloxi?
Yes, if you can get there, if you need the airport, we've got a beautiful new airport that's just wonderful, and you can fly, of course, into the Gulfport Biloxi Airport. You can also fly, if you wish, into the Mobile Airport, which gets you here equally as well. And then driving, if you're coming in from the north, it's just I-65. If you've got your own car, it takes you right down to Mobile, and then you cut right across to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And, of course, Ocean Springs is there just east of Biloxi.
We've been talking with people about what it was like, and you mentioned how long you've lived here, and obviously you now love, or you wouldn't be here, Mississippi, although you enjoyed your roots in the Midwest. What is it? What happened when Katrina hit, though, for you? What was that like to go through that process? And for Ocean Springs, how badly were you hit?
It was bad. Of course, I've got that family sitting up there worrying about me in the northern part of the United States, the Midwest, and honestly, most of us either lost our home or lost our businesses, and we've made a huge comeback. We certainly lost our home as well. We live on the water. We've rebuilt. We're going to continue to live on the water. That's why we're here, and I see that with so many of the residents here on the Gulf of Mexico, that there was just a determination that no matter what it took, this is where we lived, this is where we wanted to continue to live. And again, it's a beautiful, beautiful spot. We have gorgeous weather year-round. You can fish without having to cut a hole in the lake with your...
That was a jab at Minnesota.
I'm sorry.
But that's funny. That's true. Fishing is so big.
You can walk the beach year-round. You can enjoy fishing year-round. Any of the water activities that we did love and continue to love in Michigan, really have that short sort of period of life. Here in Mississippi, particularly in Ocean Springs, those things are available year-round, and that's what's been so wonderful for us and for our tourists that visit.
So what's the average temperature then in Ocean Springs, and what are you getting in the winter?
Generally, I mean, we're so looking forward to the next 6 months because it's like today, it's going to get up into the 70s, the low 70s, 60s, and then at night it might drop down into the 50s or the high 40s with an occasional dip sometime in December and January, a little lower than that. So it's perfect weather year-round with a little extra humidity in the summertime than perhaps any of us would want, but that lasts a couple of weeks and then you're back into something gorgeous.
So you love it. You live here, and tourism is also part of Ocean Springs, what makes it click, what makes it tick, all that sort of thing. When you have Katrina, you rebuild, people are starting to come back, all that sort of thing, then the oil spill happens. And we've been talking to everybody about that. How do you bounce back from that, and did it take a chunk out of business in Ocean Springs?
If there was anything that was proved to us as Mississippians, it's how resilient we are. We were back operating in my tourism bureau within a week. We actually lived there after Katrina, and so we made it home as well as our office location, and we were back receiving visitors and answering their emails and phone calls, et cetera, while we took a couple years to actually rebuild our home at the same time. Again, I think all of us were just like, oh, my goodness, you know, the oil spill, what next? And we were just as resilient, if not more so. Within days, we were up operating, letting the rest of the world know that Ocean Springs and the Mississippi Gulf Coast were open for business 100%. We didn't let it really stop us but for a moment.
So you have residents, you rebuilt, you're still working on that. Do you have people that come down and they're here like 6 months, what they call snowbirds?
Snowbirds.
Do you have a lot of snowbirds that maybe rent? Or
I started as a snowbird and loved it so much that now I'm a resident and our five children, so they've continued to be here, and grandchildren. We are very heavily into tourism in Ocean Springs. We have a wonderful art museum there. We have a beautiful cultural center, over 100 little small one-of-a-kind shops that are enjoyed by all of us that live there, but even more so by people visiting, because they are one-of-a-kind. You're not going to find what you're looking at anywhere else but in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And then, remarkably, we have our own OceanSpringsEats.com, because we have 104 small restaurants in Ocean Springs. So we tick day in and day out around tourism, as well as from the region here, the residents and people that live here as snowbirds 6 months out of the year. So we're very, very hooked in, very tied to the tourism year-round for financial reasons, obviously. And without exception, our businesses have continued to work really hard this summer and this fall, and continue to do that as we near the winter months, and we have not seen any huge kind of change. We're doing very well. Our restaurants continue to be able to serve seafood and local fish that's, you know, been caught here.
So you didn't have that problem so much, because there was a lot made about that. I had some chefs on actually talking about, no, the shrimp's fine, everything's fine. So you didn't have so much of that nightmare of, ooh, we don't want to eat the fish from this area.
No, we did not. We were able, there were days when the beach was closed, in all honesty, but they were very few and far between. And, of course, they've been monitoring the seafood. All of us, continue to eat the shrimp, enjoy whatever it is, the fishing, the charter boats are up and operating. So it's 100% okay down here, and it is absolutely beautiful in Mississippi this time of year.
What if you were convincing someone, which of course you have the power of conviction, there's no doubt about it, with all the titles that you have and what you're doing with the chamber, what would you tell people is the reason to come to Ocean Springs? Why should they pick Ocean Springs over all the other places that they could vacation?
I think the driving force in Ocean Springs is that it is still one of those small southern towns. And it is on the water, which is very spectacular. It's on the Gulf of Mexico, and then you've got these gorgeous bayous that, having come from the northern part of the United States, I wasn't familiar with the bayous, but they are spectacularly beautiful. They change when we talk about the seasons. There's a whole change in the seasons on the bayous and rivers. You can kayak, canoe year-round, enjoy crab netting, throwing a shrimping net. All of those things are available here. So I talk often with people that are visiting them. You can enjoy yourself without spending any money in Ocean Springs. But if you want to spend money, you can.
Ooh, I'm going to go get my crab net. Margaret Miller, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Folks, keep it locked and loaded right here.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So far, everybody I've run into has told me you have to go fishing or crabbing or do something in the outdoors here in Mississippi, especially in this Gulf area. And we're talking about the Gulf Coast, and the fact that they make their money, the bread and butter, is certainly off of tourism. Most of it, at least a big chunk of it, is. And a lot of that has to do with the outdoors. So we're pleased to welcome here on Radio Row, where we're broadcasting live America Tonight, Mike Jones. He's with the Mississippi Development Authority, and he is Mr. Fisherman. At least that's my nickname for him. He says he's all about the outdoors, period. So we're going to find out what the deal is in Mississippi, in the Gulf Coast area, what you can do in the outdoors. It's not all about the casinos and losing your money or winning and the highs and lows of that, although that is a draw for a lot of people. It's also what you do outdoors here. Mike, welcome to the show, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this question. I guarantee you there's a lot of people that come here and fish. Like I said, that's what everybody's been telling me. Do you find that the business is increasing, decreasing since the oil spill? Because we've been talking about that impact, that people think, oh, I can't fish, I can't shrimp, I can't do that kind of stuff. Has that impacted you, or is that turning around?
It has. There's been a perception since the oil spill, and a lot of people have chose not to come. We're starting to get those people back, though. They're starting to realize that, you know, the fishing's great. People are catching limits, so people are starting to come back now. We're kind of winding down on some of the snapper seasons and all, but I think a lot of people, talking to some of the charters, they're getting booked for next year.
Oh, that's good. So people are looking ahead, and they're blowing that off. Did you have any businesses that went out? Is that because I talked to some guys that shrimp, but really more in Louisiana, and I was wondering if how that spread.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any charters or, you know, people that went out of business because of the oil spill.
Right. So that's good then.
Right.
And why is it, if somebody fishes, why do they want to come to the Gulf Coast? What is it that you offer that's so much better than anywhere else in America where you can fish? What is it about fishing here?
It's the beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast. White sand beaches, like you said, the casinos, there's a lot of draw and for other family activities to do other than fishing. But the fishing itself is wonderful.
What kind of fish are we talking about? I mean, primarily, what would you be known for? What are people, when they take the charters out, what are they catching?
Redfish, amberjack, flounder, snapper, grouper, depending on what charter you're and how far out you go, fishing the rigs and tuna, wahoo, dolphin. A little of everything.
Wow. So the sky's the limit almost, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Besides fishing, there are some other things that you have to offer outdoors-wise, that kind of variety. What else is it that people would be able to do if they came to the Gulf Coast area?
There's a lot of activities as far as going out and touring some of our barrier islands. A lot of people don't realize we have the barrier islands out there. You can take charters and go out on the beaches and tour. There's a fort out there. Pascagoula River is one of our activities. A lot of people are doing tours up to Pascagoula. It's the longest undammed river in the United States.
Wow, really? So you can take a tour. You can jump on a boat and go out to the barrier islands. How far is that? Not very far, huh?
It's about 12 miles out.
Wow.
Ship Island Adventures carries you out there.
Ship Island Adventures. All right, so that's something else you can do. What about, four-wheeling and all that kind of stuff? Do you have that, too?
Mm-hmm. Just north of here is Red Creek Outdoors. They have four-wheeler trails. There's a lot of, in the just National Forest and all that we have just north of here, a lot of camping, hiking. So there's a lot of activities to do other than just fishing.
What about hunting? Hunting's obviously in a lot of places right now. You got people in deer blinds around America. What if I'm down here, because I think Sarah Palin has cornered the market on the woman with the rifle, but I'm a pretty good shot, so I'm thinking maybe I need to market myself this way. What would I be hunting for?
Right now, deer season's open. We're about to start our archery and primitive weapon is open now. This weekend opens up most of the state the gun season.
What is? I'm assuming it's permits. I mean, you got to do the permit thing, right? So
yeah.
For fishing too.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that a day? Like somebody wants to? How much is a permit? I'm just curious.
You can get a saltwater license. I think it's under $20, and you probably have to, depending on how long you hunt, it could be. I think it's like $127 for. Non-resident game license.
So will I get in trouble if I just take my net out behind the hotel and I try to grab some things out of the water? I think I saw someone doing that today. Will they come and cuff me?
You could probably get away with it.
I'm going to give them your name. If anybody comes up to me when I'm out there with my net, I'm giving them your name.
Mike who?
Here's his number. I got his card. Here's his number. What, are you a native Mississippian?
Yes.
And what is it about, and almost everyone I've talked to, just even the taxi driver, et cetera, what is it about people from Mississippi? They don't leave.
I left for 4 years, came back.
Where did you go to?
Went to Atlanta.
Oh, hot Atlanta.
Yeah.
You got into trouble and you had to come back to Mississippi, right?
Yeah, I can't go back to Georgia.
You can't. Those traffic tickets are piling up for poor Mike. As far as the outdoor activity, how much money do you think yearly that would bring in?
Millions.
Millions. So it's big.
Yes.
There's no question. And we're not so affected as much as we would think by the oil spill, but...
It really hasn't.
But Katrina, when Katrina happened, now that's, of course, we're going years back, and what I understand is from everybody that we've talked to is there's been a big surge forward. There was a big surge forward.
Really?
Things are being rebuilt, and mm-hmm. people are coming back and all that sort of stuff after Katrina. So how I would imagine that, though, affected you right after Katrina.
Katrina probably had more effect on the actual charter fleet and businesses more than the oil spill. I think you saw more of those businesses go out during the Katrina and the growth and all coming out of that. But the oil spill just kind of put everybody on hold for a while.
So then after that happened, and then you tried to get the word out, right? Is that from what we understand from everyone, the idea was, okay, call who you know, let them know, this is what is happening here, and it's been highly exaggerated. When you would watch the national news sometimes, would that just chap you when you would hear that? That's what people are telling us.
Yeah, just a little.
Because you'd say, well, wait, I'm here, and I'm not seeing this.
Yeah, we, after the spill coming down, trying to get things going and, listening to the media and watching them, and you're actually down here looking at it, and it's not the same thing.
Do you think there was some confusion about okay, we're just going to lump them all in together. Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, the governor, mm-hmm. which to his credit, and your governor, Halle Barber, of course, really trying to say we need funds, we need help, we need whatever. But do you think there was some confusion as to, okay, this is a big coastline, right. and let's be honest, it's terrible what happened in the marshes, it's terrible what happened over here, but we're sandwiched in between, and we didn't get that.
Mm-hmm. We got lucky. We didn't get hit as bad as everyone else did. I mean, we got a little bit, some tar balls coming up, but in Louisiana, and that was, I mean, the bulk of it was down there. And
yeah, did you have, now some of your charter guys, I'm assuming you probably had some of them go out and help, though. Did they go out and help with the nets and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, a lot of them joined the Vessels of Opportunity program that they had there, and probably the majority of them joined on that and were working, helping with the cleanup and...
And do you feel, now pretty much, there's still a presence of BP, mm-hmm. but do you feel pretty comfortable that, you know, because then other people are going to say, well, we don't know what's going to wash up and what's going to happen, but you feel pretty comfortable because you're from this area and this is your job and, you know, you're the outdoor guy and you feel pretty comfortable that, hey, this is, I think we're good.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with it. I've been eating the fish. Everything has been good from the beginning as far as I'm concerned. It's been... you know, a lot of people have said they won't eat the seafood, but they've tested it. Nothing's come up negative, and we've been eating it from the beginning.
And I just want to tell everyone, because, of course, this is radio, Mike Jones is not green, and nothing is strange about his appearance as far as I can tell. So I guess it is okay to eat the seafood since he's a big seafood eater. I've asked everybody this, and you're from here. If you were telling people in other places to come to Mississippi, what is it about Mississippi? Like every area has something, whether it's the food. If you're talking about New York and you're talking about White Castles or you're talking about Texas and you're talking about beef, what is it about just Mississippi in general? What's so special about Mississippi?
The Gulf Coast shrimp.
Mm.
Gulf Coast shrimp down here is just fabulous. And our oysters, Gulf Coast oysters. That's probably the two big seafood items that are coming out of the Gulf through Mississippi. But just our hospitality.
All right, here, that's that word again, hospitality. So now I have to go crabbing, and I have to go get some shrimp. That sounds so good. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Hang through, everybody.
Satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments, And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 special, 357 magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Of course, thrilled to be broadcasting live from Mississippi, from the Gulf Coast. Oh, the view from the Beau Rivage is unbelievable. When I looked out the window, I was like, man, I need to live here. I was looking out and watching some of those boats and watching some of the people walking along the beach. We are pleased to welcome right here on Radio Row Karen Sock. And she knows all about the casino industry, so I'm going to ask her for some tips on how I can do better at the craps table maybe next time. She's probably going to tell me I need to stay away from it. But anyway, she's got an interesting story to tell, too. We found out before we jumped on the air that Karen, she moved to Mississippi 10 weeks before Hurricane Katrina. Karen, timing. They say timing is everything in life. And where did you move from before you came to Mississippi? Tell the audience.
I lived in Lakeview in New Orleans. So our company purchased the casinos here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Harrah's Entertainment purchased Caesars Entertainment, where I was working at the time. And I moved here, and just in time to lose my belongings in both locations. But I wasn't alone, and I stayed here, helped with the recovery of our 5,000 employees, and fell in love with the people in the Gulf Coast, and I remain here today.
So, I mean, talk about being Johnny on the spot. You really were Johnny on the spot. What was one of the first things you did? I mean, you have to just move on, right? You get over the shock and you go through the insurance process yourself personally.
Absolutely.
And then I guess you could relate. You could relate to the other people because it happened to you twice.
Exactly. And so you move on. You band together. People shared resources. They were supportive of one another. Again, the company I was working for provided sundry items, pay advances, insurance for people through the end of the year. So it was it was a time for people to really stand up and be leaders and recognize that the things could be replaced, but we were fortunate to have our lives and our spirit.
What happened to a lot of those employees, obviously, casino business? What happened to the casino business?
Well, quickly the legislature passed a law to allow the casinos to operate on land. So many of them quickly revamped and opened facilities on land. And before you knew it, we had 11 casinos reopened along the Gulf Coast, employing tens of thousands of employees and really making a quick impact on people's lives.
Boy, no kidding. And when we talk about the casino business, I think people don't people not familiar with casinos or people who blow in and out of casinos, and you talk about that vast number of people. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of jobs, not just the people that are at the tables.
That's what people don't realize unless they've really worked in the industry, that there are the same functions, marketing, finance, accounting, as well as table games, the restaurants. Those types of disciplines are also in the casino business, public relations, human resources. So when you open up a casino and there's anywhere from 1,000 to 2,500 employees in one location, that's a big impact to the economy.
Yeah, no kidding. What are we talking about revenue-wise that the casinos generate? Just ballpark figure.
Well, revenue-wise, this area is typically right around $1 billion in top-line revenues across those 11 casinos. And obviously that's a lot of money and tax support for our community, and so we think it's a wonderful industry.
Do you think more casinos, well, you would know this, are more casinos attracted to this area coming here? Is there more growth opportunity for gaming?
I believe that there is growth opportunity for gaming, but with the economy being what it is and getting projects financed, there are some challenges, but I do see that the casino industry as a whole will continue to be bright. It's just going through a bumpy time right now.
And when you say bumpy time, why is it a bumpy time? Because of the oil spill now? That affected it a little bit too? Or just the economy in general, the recession?
I think that there's the combination of the two things. First of all, the oil spill gave people the impression that we were knee-deep in oil here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and that is not the case at all. And then the economy. So there's been a combination of things, and we're happy to get our message out that we're alive and well here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We have casino entertainment. We have live entertainment on Sundays. I'm at the Hard Rock from 6 to 8 p.m. dancing with William Sackett and his radio orchestra. 11 professional musicians are there providing all kind of wonderful music, and it's a great thing. So there's fine dining, there's spas, there's swimming pools and swim decks and wonderful convention and meeting space. So there's plenty to do here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
What I heard with the casinos is, to the casinos' credit, you're very good at mobilizing, very good at getting the word out. So is there kind of like I don't want to say club, but is there kind of like a pipeline to, okay, we're going to help you. We're also in the gaming industry. How do we let people know that we're not knee-deep in oil? How did you pump that out there?
Well, through the Convention and Visitors Bureau, obviously there's relationships. There's a Casino Operators Association. We have direct mail. We have marketing. So we have people that come here from all over the nation, and we have opportunity to contact them via mail, via the Internet. It's great that we could use Facebook and other social media, but there's plenty of ways to do that, and also through our planes that come into the area. The Beau Rivage has a big plane program that they do internally, and then the Harrah's Grand Casino Biloxi and the IP also support an AirTran program that comes into the market. So when you think about that.
Tell us about that. What do you mean plane program? Meaning getting charters, bringing
people
down.
That's right. They pay a lot of money to bring planes into this market, and those customers come in, and not only do they go to the casinos, but they eat in restaurants in our community. They shop in our community, and they enjoy tourism in our community.
The IP, someone was telling us a story, I guess the cab driver driving us in was talking about the casinos to us because we're, of course, at the beautiful Beau Rivage, but she was talking about the IP and what they did, and every casino obviously offers something different. What was it that the IP did? They remodeled or something, right?
Yes. During the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, they put millions of dollars into their facility and took it to a new level, offering lots of restaurant options, renovating their convention and meeting space, redoing all of their suites. So they took a property that really was in need of renovation, and they took it from really an average performer to a significant player and a high-performing property in the market.
Because you know the casino business so well and gaming so well, what is it that I'm curious about this? What attracts people now? What are the current games that people like? Is it just different? Like some people like to play poker, or some people are just slots people. What's the breakdown on that?
I think that what brings people to the casino is very different. But slot revenues continue to be about 80% of the total revenues.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
You're kidding.
Enjoy the slot machines. The mechanics of the slot machines change. The types of games change all the time. And as we think about the next generation of gamers who are these
computer
young folks
kids.
That are computer savvy, I think that you're going to continue to see a lot of change in that area.
So if 80% is from slots, then if I own a casino, I want a bunch of slots.
Oh, no, you definitely want the best and the most interesting slot product you can get on the casino floor.
How many, and this is probably, you won't know this hard number, maybe you do. There's 11 casinos, how many slot machines do you think there are?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't give you the exact number.
Thousands.
Absolutely thousands.
Wow, thousands. You can't give us any tips for playing this, right? Is there any trick to the slot machine?
If I knew the answer to that.
You wouldn't be doing this.
I'd be in the French Riviera right now.
Yeah, no kidding. How did you get into this business, Karen?
I started years ago working for Holiday Inns, and then the company that I stayed with, Holiday Inns, then they sold and became Promise Companies, which was also a hotel company. Then it became Harrah's Entertainment, so I worked for Harrah's, I worked for Caesars, I worked for Grand Casinos. And in 2008, I started my own consulting company, Sock Enterprises, Inc., and I do a lot of business consulting and both in the for-profit and non-profit sectors of the community, and I love it.
Wow, and dealing with nonprofits, has there been more of a need for nonprofits in the community after the Katrina and all the things that happened?
Well, there's certainly a lot of nonprofits operating in the market, and they're doing a lot of great things. But also, in addition to the nonprofits operating here, we've had volunteers come from all over the country to provide support. We have the United Way sponsors the Alternative Spring Break. They have a volunteer center. There's Habitat for Humanity. There's the Back Bay Mission. There's all kinds of nonprofits here on the Gulf Coast, and people have come from all over the nation to give them support.
What's interesting about you, too, in your personal world is that you had a foot in both places that were hit, New Orleans and, of course, in Mississippi. And the people in Mississippi, the thing I think that was rough for them is most of the focus was on New Orleans. And of course, there should have been a lot of focus. There was terrible tragedy what happened, no doubt, with
Absolutely.
The flood and the levees and how horrific it was and the response and all that sort of stuff. But do you think now more people are realizing, hey, we're raising our hand. We're here in Mississippi. We needed help, and we did get some help, but don't forget about us.
Well, I think that clearly New Orleans is an internationally known city.
Yeah.
And I think that that made a big difference. And I think that our governor, Haley Barbour, just showed tremendous leadership in the way that he knew his way around Washington and was able to come down to our Gulf Coast. He and his wife are here all the time, providing support, tapping into resources, and making sure that we were pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. So down here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, we don't feel sorry for ourselves too long. We just get at it, and we're recovering beautifully, and we believe that the future here, though it'll be bumpy, we're going to get through.
We have like a minute left, but we have to go back to you. Now, so did you build two new Taj Mahals in both places? Or?
No, actually, the place in New Orleans, we gutted and sold it. And then I built a house. My husband and I would build a home 17 miles from the beach. So we may get blown away, but we won't get washed away. That's for
Your
sure.
Your husband said, okay, we like it here, but we want to go a little further in.
Well, actually, I was the chicken.
You said, forget it. I don't want to be, the water's beautiful. We can drive there, right?
But you know what? So many people that have been on the Mississippi Gulf Coast for their whole lives are committed to rebuilding the beautiful main corridor on Highway 90, looking out into the pristine beaches, and I give them a lot of credit and support. And one of my dear friends on Chateau Blessy, right across from the Beau Rivage, it was nearly destroyed, and they used a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and brought that beautiful facility back in house in Denver.
All right, perfect way to end this. Blood, sweat, and tears in Mississippi, and they're telling you all come back down here.
You can bet on it.
There you go. You can bet on it. That's a great line. Thanks so much, Karen. We appreciate it, and keep it here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
More conversation here from Radio Row in the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We are so thrilled to be here broadcasting America Tonight. And we're joined by Bill Holmes. We are sitting in his palace. We are here at the Convention Center, and it's the Coliseum and the Convention Center. He is the director of this whole deal. It's a beautiful room. I feel like Nicole Kidman behind the scenes at the Academy Awards. There's so much space. I love it. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for being here. I hope you see how beautiful the Mississippi Gulf Coast is.
Oh, I've already seen it. Are you kidding? I just have to pull myself out of the casino. When I'm out of the casino,
it's good. Right, and that's just a portion of all that we have to offer.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's talk about, first of all, how long have you been, are you a native Mississippian?
No, I'm not. My dad was in the military. I went to 13 different schools in 12 years. When I was up north, I said, "Use guys," and I came to the south, I said, "Y'all."
So you adapted. That's good. You, how long have you been the director here for the convention center and the Coliseum?
Actually, I came in 1977 when we opened our doors. I took over as the CFO. 6 months later, I got promoted up because the young man that was hand-picked out of West Virginia to be the assistant director came in. He did an interview. And I guess he wasn't schooled on how to do interviews. I mean, he already had the job. They asked him, "Would you like to tell us something about yourself?" And he said, "Well, I don't like crowds." And all of a sudden, my commission turned around. We got a 12,000-seat arena attached to the convention center. And they looked at one another and said, "We'll get back to you." So needless to say, he's still somewhere in West Virginia. And I took the job as the assistant director 6 months later, and in 1985 I took over the directorship here at the facility.
Wow. What, obviously, this tremendous amount of experience. What have you seen changes-wise in who's coming? What do you use the convention center for? I'm sure lots of different events, but how has it evolved over all these decades?
Well, we started out, we had, 100,000 square feet. And then in 1997, we added 80,000, which took us to 180. And then August the 17th, we finally had the ribbon cutting, finally, of 220,000 square feet, which you see adjoining this property. Since Katrina, it's been totally renovated. It's got the finest of all equipment. As you can see, the decorations, you're sitting on a U.S. Axe Minister carpet, which is one of the finest carpets they make in the world. And the decor, I like to think, is surpasses everybody. We wanted to be different. And there's a lot of one-of-a-kind things in this convention center that up until a year ago were not in other convention centers.
Really? What would be something someone would recognize?
Well,
or not recognize?
They would not recognize.
Yeah.
First off, we had a special design ceiling that's two halls down from you in the banquet hall. The banquet hall opens up into the largest banquet hall of anything in the entire South, including Atlanta. It opens up to 60,000 square feet of contiguous space.
Wow.
And in the ceiling, you'll find a design that allows us to go to the to the steel to hang, because you have things, people like Mary Kay, that have heavy production that has to go to this, right to the steel. You don't have to move any of the tiles and stuff like that in the older type convention center.
Right.
And the wave system that we have up there was designed and made by Transformin out of New England. It's the first of its kind. And when you get in there, clap your hands and it kills the sound. It's got a high density sound absorbent material, and it's very lightweight.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Wow, no kidding. I'm going to go do that. You're going to have to take me over there because I want to see what that, clap my hands, see what happens over there.
Clap your hands and listen.
And listen.
And here's the other thing that was really good. Back in February of last year, because we kept trying to open up spaces as we had it remodeled or we completed, last February we had a major dance group come in here from Atlanta because they heard, we had a newer facility. A lot of their patrons were coming from the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama group area. So they decided, let's do one of our dance groups, shows here. The largest attendance they had. The room is so flexible, it can divide up into smaller warm-up areas. And the acoustics were so good, they booked this December again to bring the show back. So now I got 5,000 young people coming back in here to dance. And any community, I don't care if you're in New York City, well, maybe not New York City, but most communities in the month of December, the hotels are not full.
Right, right.
Because people are out shopping, taking care
sure.
of Christmas. So now we got 5,000 people coming to our community in December. I don't want to tell you too many secrets because then my competitors will go out and try to...
This is a national show, Bill. We should warn you, they're probably all listening across the nation.
Well, they probably are. And I tell you what, I just tell them to eat their heart out.
I love that, eat your heart out. Let's talk about, because you're talking about now what you've added and all that stuff, and since you've been here this whole time, what was it like for this center, this facility? What happened after Katrina?
What happened? I was here.
Oh.
I was here. Jim Cantore, Mr. Weatherman himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He got down. He was exercising before the broadcast in that tight black shirt.
Sure.
And he pumped up and he said, "This is Jim Cantore live from the Mississippi Coast Coliseum and Convention Center." I love the advertisement. I mean, here's a major storm coming in.
Right.
And I got Jim Cantore in my parking lot.
Right.
Just keep saying the name.
Right.
Well, he finally moved from us and went down to the Naval Home. He did say, "You need to get out of harm's way." Well, we had no idea. We thought we might get 1 or 2 foot of water.
Sure.
We ended up with about 6 foot of water in the entire facility.
Oh.
Now, if you could imagine 6 foot of water in this building, and we are a shelter of last resort. When the police find people stranded or their roof blew off, the shelters were full, they brought them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way that we, because we're not a rated hurricane center.
Right.
But we've weathered every storm fairly well. Well, all of a sudden, probably 7 o'clock on that Sunday morning, here comes the surge. And, I mean, it was huge. And it was just like one layer of water after another, and you had to see it. It was scary. All of a sudden, when the big wave came in, it just kind of rushed ashore. It wasn't like a tsunami, you know, with the speed, but it just rushed. It came ashore, and the water on the glass, because we were helping everybody to get up to the second floor, the water on the doors actually rose before your eyes up to about 5 foot within at least maybe 30 seconds.
Wow.
And what you're looking at is doors that are closed and open parking lot, so there was nothing pushing. It was just all water. After the storm, of course, we lost everything. All your equipment, your power.
Sure.
I turned back, and there's my baby. I'm standing in the parking lot. We had a lot of people come in and giving away food and setting up in the parking lot, and I had to be out there one night and look back. And I started to cry. I said, you know, she can't dance anymore. She don't sing anymore. I've got to do what I can do. And I got to tell you, you know, FEMA's had a lot of raps. We have our own agency, MEMA, in state. FEMA's had a lot of raps about what they haven't done right. They've done a lot of things right here. They got us back up. They assisted us. We got our insurance settled quite quickly, because we didn't really have enough insurance to cover the total loss. But when FEMA came in, we were able to get the facilities up. We took all the sheetrock off the walls all the way around. We started restoring power right away, make a long story short out of it. FEMA came in and rented the convention center to set up. That helped us.
Money.
Because we're not state-supported.
Right.
We're not county-supported or city. I have no sugar mama to go to the end of the year and say, look, I'm short. So we have to make our own budget. Now, we made sure that we found our people jobs. We got out here and we kept a nucleus of staff. FEMA came in and set up inside the building and gave us rental. It started allowing us to recuperate. The fact that they were right here allowed us easy access to trying to get on with our repairs and our what they call project worksheets.
Right.
And I want to tell you something. I salute them. This was the first time, you know, a lot of people don't understand. This FEMA group is just an organization that builds up during the natural disasters.
You're
a
right.
lot of retired people
mm-hmm.
that come out of retirement,
sure.
and they look to come to work 60 days and go home.
Right.
Well, now they're responding and coming down here, and then, of course, they had some that worked 60, 90, and then they changed out, and that's why there was a little bit of confusion. But I got to tell you, overall, the system worked. Overall, we got back up, and I salute them. And I really do. That was something to. I know that they know that they can do it better, and they're working on it now. And I think in the next natural disaster, that the leadership that's in place in FEMA right now will, and the people in the ranks,
mm-hmm.
have the policies and procedures in place to make it right.
Right.
Everybody makes mistakes, but this was traumatic.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now you see what you have.
Right.
And we're open for business, and people love it.
Perfect way to end this, Bill Holmes. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having us. And come back and visit us on the beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast.